Craig, the other night in Boston, you get the shootout loss, but I know you're looking for the positives right now. And what positives could you pull out of that game the way you were down 2-0 and came back?
Well, there's a lot of positives even before we're down 2-0. I thought our guys, they came ready to play. They were excited to play. They played hard. I thought we played with better structure, and we made a few mistakes, especially with the puck, that we're going to continue to try to correct. But for the most part, we were really good, and you know, I can't complain one bit about our effort and our compete level.
We talked about this on Saturday, but it really looked to be a shot in the arm to get Nick Foligno and Matt Calvert back into the lineup.
Yeah, they give us some you know, some veteran play and good leadership, and to establish NHL players helps any team, so it certainly helped us.
When you talk about Matt Calvert, how important is it to have a guy like that? You had him on the fourth line the other night, but if you have to, you can move him. He can play second line, third line, power play, penalty kill. Those players don't come along every day.
No, Calvi's a very versatile player. He and a real good team player. He sacrifices himself for the team, and penalty killing he was big on. His speed, adding speed to our lineup is big too. So he was real good.
Jonas Korpisalo again hangs tough the other night. Have you been impressed with not only him but Anton Forsberg? I mean, two young kids that are thrust into a big spot. What have you thought about the way they've reacted?
Well, they've been good. They've had to see some things they've probably never seen before in hockey. But at this level, things happen fast. But Corpy's getting better and better, and you know, he looks confident. He's a young goalie that's still learning, but his game is getting better and better every day.
I know it's not about you, but you know, you've been a head coach in the NHL before. What was it like just to slide over to the middle of the bench, as you will do again here tonight and tomorrow?
Well, it's a big job. You know, you head coaches in this league, it's a huge job. It's just not what you're doing behind the bench, the preparation. And Torts is our leader. He's a leader for the players. He's the leader for us as assistant coaches. So, again, we're trying to hold the fort and try to improve the team, so when he gets back, they're playing even better.
And at least for you, it's a transition where you've been here for a while. You know all these guys. So it's not like when he came in where you're trying to figure out players and what to do. That part's easy, right?
Yeah, you know, the guys have worked hard in the two, three days here that we've been together. You know, I know we're all concerned about Torts' health, and we want him back as soon as possible, but we know we've got a job to do here until he gets back.
Montreal here tonight, they're a team that has struggled without their goaltender, just like you don't have your goaltender, and you get back-to-back leading into the All-Star break. Focus one game at a time here, or is it about the next 48 hours? Let's just give everything we have.
Pretty much shift focus is where we should be at, and we just want to build some consistency in our game and our approach to the game. I thought the other day in Boston was outstanding, and we want to have that same approach here tonight, where we play with some energy, we play hard, and continue to work on our execution.
Craig, thank you very much. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Craig Hartsburg. Milan, back to you.